And that's exactly right, Lady Zama. This one is called Sunshine, and it brings us to the end of today's show. 18 hours exactly on the dot. Thank you so much to each one of you for coming through and for always tuning in to 97.7 and the City Drive as well. My name is Tron Jabulani, and I'm always right here every day from 15 up until 18 hours. To come through again tomorrow as we get to celebrate the semi-Friday, which is a Thursday, and also it's a throwback edition tomorrow. We're getting all the way back with the music. You do not absolutely want to miss this one. But thank you so much for tuning in today. Have a beautiful evening. Bye-bye.
City Drive.
It's Give and Beat City Vibe.
The Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, has alleged government interference in its internal affairs in an attempt to prevent its preferred candidate, Brian Mundwile, from participating in the electoral process. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Amasaka says the unopposed nomination of President Hagainde Hichilema as presidential candidate of the UPND in the August 13th polls reflects strong support within the party for President Hichilema's leadership and direction. And in international news, a shadow industry of law firms and advisors is charging thousands of pounds to help migrants pretend to be gay in order to stay in the UK, the BBC has found.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. The Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, has alleged government interference in its internal affairs and an attempt to prevent its preferred candidate, Brian Mundwile, from participating in the electoral process. In a statement issued by party spokesperson Anthony Chibuye, the party claims that individuals believed to be state agents are working with non-members to initiate legal proceedings against the FDD. Chibuye further alleges that the plan involves financial incentives offered to some party officials and coordination of legal action aimed at affecting its participation in elections. He has also linked the alleged activities to individuals associated with State House and the ruling UPND. Chibuye has since called on civil society, religious organizations and the public to take interest in the matter, describing it as a threat to democratic processes.
977 News.
In other news, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, says it has initiated investigations in the alleged fuel contamination at Oasis Service Station on Kamloops Road in Lusaka. Board Manager, Public Relations Namukolo Kasumba, says following notification from the public, ERB inspectors promptly visited the site and launched investigations. Kasumba says as part of the ongoing investigation, the ERB has collected fuel samples which have been submitted to the laboratory for testing. She says the outcome of the tests will guide the board in bringing this matter to a conclusive resolution.
977 News.
And in more news, State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka says the unopposed nomination of President Hagainde Hichilema as presidential candidate of the UPND in the August 13th polls reflects strong support within the party for President Hichilema's leadership and direction. Hamasaka says the president has said the new Dawn administration has achieved major milestones that include the implementation of free education, increased constituency development fund allocations to 40 million kwacha per constituency, and ongoing decentralization efforts. He has also cited improvements in the country's political environment, including a reduction in political violence. Hamasaka says government is now focused on building on progress made in key sectors such as agriculture, mining, energy, and education ahead of the 2026 elections.
977 News.
And in more news, the non-governmental gender organizations coordinating council, NGOCC, has welcomed the recent amendment to Zambia's Criminal Procedure Code, which removes police bond for selected serious offenses and expands the list of non-bailable crimes. The new law, cited as the Criminal Procedure Act, Amendment Act No. 26, The new law, cited as the Criminal Procedure Code Amendment Act 2026, introduces significant changes aimed at strengthening the country's justice system, particularly in cases involving sexual and economic crimes. Under the amendment, Section 123 Cap 1 of the Principal Act has been revised to widen the scope of non-bailable offences. The updated list now includes serious crimes such as defilement, rape and incest. Additionally, economic and security-related offences like stock theft, theft of medicines and minerals including copper and gold, as well as the theft and vandalism of critical infrastructure, has been added. NGOCC has described the move as progressive, particularly in the fight against gender-based violence. The organization says limiting immediate release for suspects in sexual offense cases will help protect victims, prevent intimidation, and strengthen the integrity of investigations and prosecutions. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Accurate and credible business news. Brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
And in business news this evening, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbekom Sokotwane says the price cushioning through tax relief offered to citizens and businesses through suspension of excise duty and zero rating of VAT on petroleum products has resulted in the loss of approximately $200 million United States dollars. The minister said this when he shared Zambia's experiences in addressing the emerging war-induced global economic crisis at the ongoing spring meetings of the IMF and the World Bank in Washington, D.C. Dr. Msokotwane has called for broader and more strategic use of fiscal policy across Africa, arguing that the continent must move beyond managing recurring shocks and begin using public policy more deliberately to raise productivity, strengthen energy security, and transform the structure of its economies. In his remarks to delegates at the oversubscribed IMF Africa Fiscal Forum, the minister identified the most immediate risk facing many African economies over the next 12 months as a possible energy crisis arising from the conflict in the Gulf region. He noted that such a development could intensify inflationary pressures, raise production costs, and place additional strain on already constrained fiscal positions. You're still listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, the shadow industry of law firms and advisors is charging thousands of pounds to help migrants pretend to be gay in order to stay in the UK, the BBC has found. In the first part of a major undercover investigation, the BBC has revealed how migrants whose visas are due to run out are being given fake cover stories and instructed in how to obtain fabricated evidence, including supporting letters, photographs, and medical reports. They then apply for asylum, claiming to be gay and in fear for their lives if they return to Pakistan or Bangladesh. In response to the findings, the Home Office said anyone found trying to exploit the system will face the full force of the law, including removal from the UK. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 Headlines.
The Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, has alleged government interference in its internal affairs and an attempt to prevent its preferred candidate, Brian Mundwile, from participating in the electoral process. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka says the unopposed nomination of President Hage Ijelema as presidential candidate of the UPND in the August 13th polls reflects strong support within the party for President Ijelema's leadership and direction. And in international news, the shadow industry of law firms and advisors is charging thousands of pounds to help migrants pretend to be gay in order to stay in the UK, the BBC has found. Thank you for joining.